Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, the grain trade was mostly lower today. We had 3 cents lower in corn, with December corn closing right at $3.80, down 3.5 cents. We have not gone back to the low set back on October 1st. Low for the December is about 14 cents lower at 364. So we've got a little ways to go, but with almost perfect weather conditions and an increased planting expectation number for Monday's report, really kind of a bearish outlook. Beans, same story, different grain. The November beans down 11.5 cents to 940 and 3 quarters. One difference out of the November is it seemed like at one point today they were ready to break out to the downside. At the end of March, though, they went to lower. They were about 936. And so there's still some downside support here. Needs to stay above 930 to maintain that. Wheat futures were lower this morning. And then in the second hour or the last hour or so of trade, they did firm up, with July closing up 1.25 cents at $5.5. The idea is that even with good weather, there are some issues with the Kansas crop, talking about the possibility of some rust through western Oklahoma and into Kansas, and that might cut into yields just a touch, but no real concern just yet.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
On Monday, we'll have the next crop progress report. It's expected to show 50% planted on the U.S. corn crop, quite a big jump from the last week, about 30% higher than last week. 15% planted of the soybean crop, and then 80% planted of the spring wheat crop. Quite a quick pace of planting here. That could increase overall planted acres. You know, the USDA dropped the overall acres from last year, so that might pick back up with the fast planting pace. The next USDA report will be May 12th. It'd be the world supply and demand for 15-16. Most look for the world bean and wheat stocks still to be pretty high, even as high as last year's numbers. This next week, we'll see the annual Kansas City or the quality wheat crop tour start on Monday. It looks like they're going to look through most of the Kansas crop and then parts of northern Oklahoma. They're expecting that the Kansas wheat crop to be 300 million bushels. It was 246 last year, but there are some people expecting as high as 340 million bushels. So you just never know, and if there are any rust concerns, as the Kansas State agronomist is suggesting, that might cut down on the yield somewhat.
And your number?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets at June, live cattle down 52 at 149.17, August down 27 at 147.82. May feeder cattle up 65 at 213.62, August up 37 at 215.07. June lean hogs down 17 at 81.25, and July down 47 at 82.05. And the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat up 1.5 at $5.15, September up 1.25 at $5.10.5, July Chicago wheat unchanged at $4.74, July corn down 3.25 at $3.63, and December down 3.25 at $3.80.25, July soybeans down 11.25 at $9.64.75, and November down 11.5 at $9.40.75, July cotton down 1.27 at $66.61, and October down 53 at $66.30. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.